Farm Agent Pete Euler offering Good Neighbor service, plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Pete right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and Good Neighbor service right away. As in, automatically. Give Pete Euler here in Emporia a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUE News Time, 8:25, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Wednesday. Grace United Methodist Pastor Brenda Ulrich joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line with a couple of big things taking place this weekend.
Brenda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Doing good. And how are you?
Oh, doing awesome. Going to try to stay cool in this hot weather,
yeah.
But
good luck with that.
It's going to be a good day. Yeah.
It is going to be a good day. And you have a very busy weekend, as mentioned, coming up here. A couple of different efforts regarding schools are, the way it sounds, coming to a culmination point here this weekend.
Yes, we have Saturday morning will be our Kicks for Kids, where we have give away shoes, brand new shoes to kids in pre-K through 12th grade. It's our giveaway morning where the people have ordered the shoes, so we know we have all the sizes we need, and then it's the pickup on Saturday from 9 to 11 in the morning in our parking lot, and we were packaging shoes last night. We have about 250 pairs of shoes already packaged and ready to go.
That is incredible. You have been receiving requests for this, for a couple of months? Is that how this started for this year's campaign, Brenda?
Yes, we started back in June taking pre-orders, and the cutoff date was the 16th of July, so that we have time to do shopping and packaging. And so we did it this way, and then people can come in and just drive through and pick them up. It makes it just a lot less contact for all of us. We're still kind of trying to keep our COVID protocols in place, and this way we can make sure we have what you need and the sizes we need, and we can reach out to many more families in the community than previously done. We're super excited.
Yeah, you should be. This is quite a program. Let's back up, if we could, Pastor Ulrich, and tell us how the Kicks for Kids at Grace United all got started.
4 years ago, my youth group, which was a total of five boys, decided they needed to do a mission project, and we decided we'd try to raise some money and get so we can do shoes for kids. And they raised money. They raised $5,000, and we said we would try to get a match with the church would match it. So they got that match, and then the Clint Boyer Foundation matched that again. So they raised $15,000 4 years ago. We used all of that money up last year, and then we got more grants and donations this year in order to do it this one more year.
That is outstanding.
Congratulations on that.
You'd mentioned that you'd had 250 pairs of shoes that are boxed up and ready. How many shoes are you planning on giving away Saturday? Is it just 250, or you got way more than that?
The 250 is what we're at now. I know there's more orders that did not get filled, so I know there's a few more coming in. Last year we did about 275 pairs, so we're guesstimating we'll probably be somewhere that 250 to 275 is when we're all done is what we'll probably end up giving away.
So the Kicks for Kids shoe pickup is coming up Saturday from 9 to 11 at the Grace United Methodist Church. They're located at 2 Neosho Street. So wonderful, wonderful project again. Shoes are very important for students, and you have supplied a lot of footwear over the past quartet of years. And you're not just limited to footwear this year, sounds like, Pastor Ulrich. You've got backpacks too.
Yes, this is, I think, our third year we've had backpacks available. We haven't really done it, advertised it too much in the past, just kind of word of mouth. This time we have a limited supply, but we're going to do on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We worship outside on Sunday, but you don't have to come to church and worship with us unless you want to. But we're going to have a booth set up in the parking lot 10 a.m. on Sunday, and come on in and pull into the parking lot, pick out a backpack for your kids. And hopefully they'll be then situated with everything you need for back to school, at least for shoes and backpacks. And I know with First United Methodist, and we're part of that too, at the school supplies being funded, we're hoping that this can ease the burden financially for so many families in Emporia.
Pastor, how long has the backpack effort been going on? And I think the Kicks for Kids background is fairly well known, and you had a chance to revisit that. But what's the background here on this particular project?
The backpack one is, I kept getting requests from people in our community, down by the church, saying, we need backpacks for our students because backpacks tend to be a little bit more expensive, again, just like the shoes are. And so we would just have some in the office, and people would just stop in and just, if they asked for one, we'd give it away. But last year we had requests for, I think we gave about 30 or 40 away last year. And so we decided that we would just kind of collect them this year and just people donating them just randomly within our congregation. And so we have, I think it's around 50 backpacks. So it's not a whole lot of backpacks, but it's about 50 backpacks to give away. And we're just hoping that if you need a backpack for your kids, preschool through for high school, we have different sizes, different colors, different prints, and hopefully somebody can use them and be able to, like I said, be situated for school.
I think they will. You don't see kids going to school without shoes, and you rarely see a kid going to school without a backpack.
Right.
Exactly.
Just part of the deal now, isn't it? Got to have the backpack to haul all that stuff in throughout the entire school year. Well, Pastor Ulrich, thank you and your team at Grace United Methodist Church for all that you have done and continue to do. A couple of very, very fine services being provided to folks here in the Emporia area. So thanks, and keep us posted on how things are going.
I will do that, and thank you all for helping us share the news.
Thanks, Pastor. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Pastor.
Yep.
Yeah, Grace United Methodist Pastor Brenda Ulrich, Kicks for Kids. They'll have that shoe distribution for those who have signed up on Saturday, and a free backpack giveaway at the church at 2 Neosho Street this coming Sunday starting at 10 a.m., and that's at the church parking lot, again at 2 Neosho Street. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show, we're already working on next week's schedule, and a couple of our newsmakers are already off the table, so our first available date is